President Bush meets with Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon today at the White House. They'll discuss details of an Israeli proposal to withdraw from Gaza and some other Palestinian territory. Sharon is seeking U.S. endorsement of the plan, which he portrays as an effort to create defensible borders for Israel. Palestinians welcome any Israeli withdrawal, but fear Sharon is using the proposal to annex large Jewish settlements on the West Bank. NPR's Vicki O'Hara reports.
Prime Minister Sharon announced on Monday that the proposed withdrawal would include only Gaza and small isolated settlements on the West Bank. He made it clear that he considers the large settlements to be part of Israel, in his words, for all eternity. That creates a dilemma for President Bush. On Monday, with Egypt's President Hosni Mubarak at his side, Mr. Bush said any Israeli withdrawal would be a positive development if it were in line with the U.S.-sponsored peace plan for the region. That plan, known as the Roadmap, makes it clear that the final borders for a future Palestinian state must be negotiated by the two parties. At the State Department yesterday, spokesman Richard Boucher emphasized the positive.
The reality on the table is this opportunity of a significant withdrawal from Gaza. That's been something that Palestinians and others have been looking for a long time.
Israel's ambassador to Washington, Daniel Ayalon, says the Israeli initiative does not preclude future negotiations with the Palestinians. And he emphasized that Israel is prepared to make painful concessions once the Palestinians renounce violence.
This is the first time that Israel is uprooting Jewish communities, and certainly this should be looked as a good sign for the future.
Prime Minister Sharon is trying to sell the withdrawal plan to hardliners in his Likud party who oppose dismantling Israeli settlements. Likud party members are expected to vote on the proposal in early May. The outcome could determine Sharon's political future. Ambassador Ayalon says that Sharon needs Washington's enthusiastic support for his proposal.
It is important for the Israelis to be reassured that if we do take painful decisions, if we give up territory, there is something to offset it. So certainly a full-heartedly endorsement by the president is going to be very helpful in terms of reassuring the Israeli public.
But Shibli Telhami, Anwar Sadat professor at the University of Maryland, says that President Bush, in terms of U.S. relations with the Arab world, cannot be seen as accepting Sharon's stated determination to keep the West Bank settlements.
Now, how they finesse that in terms of what Sharon wants with the argument that he needs administration support to convince his Likud party to support the withdrawal plan, that's going to be the area of negotiations. But I believe that he's going to get something from the administration. The question is how much.
Telhami is of the opinion that the Bush administration never expected to find itself in this position, with the roadmap stalled and virtually no leverage in the region.
I think they thought that after the Iraq War, they're going to be more powerful internationally to be able to lean on Arab governments, and they will be more popular at home, and they would be able to lean on Sharon, and they can do something on the Middle East.
Instead, says Telhami, the United States finds itself weak at home and weak abroad. President Bush faces a difficult re-election campaign, which makes it hard to pressure an Israeli prime minister. And the United States, Telhami says, is in no position to dictate to Arab governments because of its difficulties in Iraq.
He needs them for an exit strategy in Iraq. He needs them to bring about stability in Iraq. That is a pressing interest for the United States of America. And in this environment, it is clear that he needs foreign leaders a little more than they need him.
Despite the concern about Arab governments and Iraq, President Bush is unlikely to send Sharon home empty-handed. To do so would squander what the State Department calls an historic opportunity to get Israel to withdraw from at least some Palestinian land. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.